Thursday, the 7th of January, Kof Aleph Teves, Rabbi Yonos and Rudin, Kidek Shanishba, the captive child.
Morning. Sky for braving the snow and the ice. So today's share is Lele Nishmas, my father-in-law, Phil Nassen, and Shammai Feldman, Mr. Michael Feldman, whose yahrzeit is today, Shammai Shtavna Leh, B'schus L'Torah, that we're going to learn. So we know the famous idea, Gemara, Yisrael, Afal Pishachata Yisrael. The once a person is a Yid, born a Yid, or converts to become a Kosher Yid Ka'alocha, Yisrael, Afal Pishachata, no matter what he does every Avera in the book, he does not lose his status as a Jew. However, if we look at the Psukim, of Bin Adam Lachaviro, in Bayikra Yutes, we'll see something fascinating. Loisas Aval Bamishpat, Loisisa Pneidav, Loisela Pneigadal, Betelik Tishpat Amisecha, Loshen of Amisecha, your friend, Loiselek Rachel Ba'amecha, in your nation, Loisamadal Dam Reecha, do not stand idly by while your brother's blood is being shed. Loisisna Isachicha, Bilvavecha, don't hate your brother in your heart, Techech, Techech is Amisecha. You shall surely rebuke your friend, v'leisisa alav chet, v'leisika and v'leisita as b'nei amecha. You shall not take revenge nor bear a grudge against a member of your people. I have to l'recha kamaychan, Yashem. I'll underline some, but not even all. You see here, the Torah is using very specific lashonis, in fact, each time a different one, to discuss to whom the obligations of Ben Adam l'chavera apply. Amitecha. Rabbi Tzedek Tishpa Amitecha. You've got to judge another Jew favorably. However, there is a mitzvah to be done a rasha l'kafcheva. If the person is a rasha, we do not judge him favorably. L'sinech rachel ba'amecha, ba'oise ma'as amcha. A person is not pekeris, the halach is lashon hara don't apply to them. L'samad adam re'echa, ani Hashem. L'sis nais achicha b'lvavecha, your brother. But there are those who are it is mutter to hate. A person who is a ba'al avera, a mumma lahachis, a mumma lateoven is not included in achicha. Echeach techeach is amitecha. The same thing again and again. Bnei amecha, reacha, the bottom one as well. The sonny is just amito. The chiyuve ben adam lechavero do not apply to every Jew. The responsibilities of Yiddishkeit do. Yisrael afal pishachata. No matter what he does, he's still mechayev in tefillin every morning. He's still mechayev in Shabbos. He might keep, he might not. His chiyuvim apply, but our chiyuvim of the privileges that are afforded to members of the family only apply to those who are oisei ma'ase amcha, they are included in Klal Yisrael, and do not fall into the category of a mumma lahachis or mumma l'te'avon. In fact, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, in his day, unfortunately, it was a very terrible situation where you had people that came from Russia and from Poland and from Europe. And Kiyadua, the Nisayin of Shemira Shabbos, is incredibly hard. And we know many wonderful stories of those who were able to be Ahmed bin Nisayin, who were able to stand up to the challenge, and every Friday afternoon, before Shabbos, they would leave work. Every Monday morning, they'd come back to work to find they didn't have a job. V'chulei, v'chulei. People who were Moisa Nefesh for Shabbos. And as a result of that, many was zeicha to deira deiras of Bnei Torah and Shemri Shabbos that came as a result of their mitzvah. However, unfortunately, there were those who were not Omer bin Nisayin. There were those who paskin for themselves with pikuach nefesh. If I don't work on Shabbos, my children and my family are not going to have what to eat. So they daven for Hashkama on Shabbos morning. Chmona litzlan. They daven early Shabbos morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. They'd finish davening quickly, they'd make kiddush, and they'd go to work. These were people who knew what it was to be a yid, they had a chinuch. They couldn't be omid bin Nisayin. Said Rav Moshe, they have a din of a mumala te'oven. They were not nichlal in amitecha. Terrible and shocking thing. But this is the halacha. The shaila is, what's with someone who was not brought up in the Torah environment, who has no idea about Shemira Shabbos, who has no idea about mitzvahs, what is his halachic status? do our chiyuv of bin adam lechaveru apply to him or not? So this really can be divided into two categories. Category number one is maisim, and category number two is deos. Maisim means a person does actions of avera. He's a mechalel shabbos, but he's not necessarily an apikoros. Deos means he's a kofer, he's an apikoros, he's a min, a heretic. So section one and section two, we'll try and analyze them, mitzvah Hashem, over the next few minutes, each one in its own place. So there's a famous Gemara in Shabbos. Kol god lomri b'Shabbos, kol shechech ichi Shabbos, v'asam melachas harbe, b'Shabbosis harbe, en nechayv el chatas achas. We know that if a person is mechalel Shabbos b'shogeg, he brings a korban chatas. And the famous Mishnah in Shabbos discusses how many korbanos in the shigagos Shabbos, in the shigagos melacha, in the shigagos koros, all the different shigagos, which if we go into now would take us a lot more than the next 20 minutes that we have. Suffice to say, the Gemara comes up with an ukimta. Rabbi Shmuel Damita Rabbayu mas nisin where he's chayav one korban. B'tinek shenishba lebein agoyim v'gerish nisgay lebein anachim. Aval hikiv l'gasev shacha chayav kol Shabbos b'Shabbos. Our Mishnah, at least in part, is talking about a new case that the Gemara is machadish. The Mishnah is talking about a betinek shenishma ben agayim, a captive child, a young baby or infant who is kidnapped or taken by the non-Jews and brought up as a goy. Later on, he finds out that he's a Yid, he finds out what Shabbos is, and he thinks, oh, Yivei, right, he cheshbons always every chilul Shabbos, every Shabbos for the last 25 years, and the bill is astronomical. Gemara says, no, no, no. That is talking about he's only going to be chayav one, because it was really one halama. It was one lack of knowledge. If you think about it for a second, a person drives a car on Shabbos, chas v'shalom. Right, if he does it, every time he puts his foot on the accelerator, there's another malacha, and another malacha, and another malacha, every time there's a new havara. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of korbanos. So the Gemara is saying here, we're talking about a tinek shenishba. And in fact, there's a subsequent machlekes in the Gemara, whether a tinek shenishba has a din oina of onus, or of a din shaykin. Nafkamin al-abivs, chayv and korbanos, etc. How do we come out la'alach? Something fascinating. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Shkagos, towards the bottom of the page, Kol ha'mechayev chatas kavua shigagosah. A person who's chayev chatas for his shegeg, v'asa b'shkaga, and he breaks Shabbos unknowingly, v'neidah la'achar shachata, afa pish la'aysa le'yidib b'tchila, shizeh chata hari zeh chayev chatas. What is the case the Rambam's talking about? Ketzad. Tinek shnishba lebein ha'akum, a person, a child who was captured by the non-Jews, v'gadol, and was brought up, v'hu eina yedeh ma'am Yisrael, and he doesn't know what a Jew is, v'lo yedatsam, and their religion. V'asa malacha b'shabbos, he does malacha on Shabbos, v'achol chelev v'dam, ki yetebeh, and it's chelev, forbidden fats or blood. Kishi yedeh alo shu Yisrael, mutsuv al kolele, when he finds out that he's actually Jewish and he's obligated in these things, chayv la v'chatos al kol avira v'avira kol ki yetebeh. Every Avera is Chayev one Chatos, but not every time. So every group of Avera is one for Da, one for Chelev, one for Shabbos. The Nimuki Yosef has a different definition. The Nimuki Yosef is dealing with a situation of Al Ben Mumeris, Kevin Shiniskado, Al Dateyem, so Ovdik Echavim Shogeku. Yosef has a different shita. He says, as long as a person who's a tinek shenishba has seen a from Jew, he's seen what an Orthodox Jew is, he is no longer in the category of tinek shenishba, because he should have figured it out. He's a ben hamumeres, he understands. His mother is ostracized, she married a goy, he's the son of a goy, and his father's a goy, and his mother is a yisrael mumeres, she ran off with him. he should realize and he should know that his mother is an outcast, and he should find out what it means to be a Jew. According to the Nimuk Yosef, in order for a person to be considered to be a Tinek Shenishba, it's going to be very, very rare. According to the Rambam, he has to have been brought up realizing that Torah is not a realistic option, or being taught that Torah is not a realistic option. Major enough gemilas between the two. Who do you say is a Tinek Shenishba? La Halacha, we'll see slightly later on, that the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rambam, Kedarka, and not like the Nimuk Yosef. But it's important to know the Shita of the Nimuk Yosef exists. The Nafka Minna will be, are you allowed to charge him ribbis? Obviously, you are not allowed to charge a Jew ribbis. We are allowed, if Mitzvah, to charge ribbis to a non-Jew. What will be the status of a Tinek Shenishba? Or what will be the status of a Yisrael Muma? And if a person is a Tinek Shenishba, where will they be in all of this? So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, you are not allowed to charge a Tinek Shenishba ribbis, as we will see it. Category number two is even more fascinating. A famous Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam is discussing Eile She'eleim Chet Le'olam Haba. The Apikorsim, Aminim. The Rambam gives five people. Chamisha Hen Anikroi Minim. It's on the second page. Chamisha Hen Anikroi Minim. There are five people that are called heretics. Ha'aymesh She'ein Sham Eloika Ve'ein Le'olam Manhig. Person says there's no God, Chas V'Shalom. The world doesn't have a supervisor. Ha'aymesh Yesh Sham Manhig. The world does have a creator and sustainer. Ha'aym Shnaim Ha'yesa. Two or more. Polytheism. V'omish yeshem riban echad. If a person says, no, there is one God. Aval shuhu guf abal tmona. He's got a physical form. If a person believes that Hashem has a hand, Hashem has a head, Hashem has legs, he's an apikoros. V'chena omish she'ena levanda rishon v'tul akal. Hashem isn't the first. V'chena ovid keicha v'mazel. It comes out there more than five. You have to put some of these together to get five. He serves a star or a constellation. It also something else. Kedelius Melitz Beinu Lebeinu Rebbeinu Olam as an intermediary. Like the Christians. Beinu Lebeinu Rebbeinu Olam Kol Echad Mechamisha Eluhu Min. Any person in this category is a Min. So what's going to be important for us is the piece where it says, one who believes that Hashem has a hand, one who believes that Hashem has a head, because the Raiva jumps the Rambam. Va'omer, look at the next source. Va'omer, she'eshan ribay nechad arashu gufo baltmona. Omer Avram, b'lama karen lezeh min. Why is he calling someone that believes that Hashem has a physical form an apikoros? V'kama g'daylim v'toyvim mimer, unbelievable Russian. The many that were greater and bigger than him, they actually thought this. From what they saw in the pasuk, they learned agadata and got confused. Now when it talks about Hashem moving his head, or many, many other chazals, Yad Chazaka, Zerenetuya in the pasuk. According to the Ravid said, what do you want from the guy? What's his crime? All he did was read the Torah and believed it. And you're calling him an apikoros. He read the Torah from cover to cover. He saw in the pasuk that Hashem has a head, Hashem has a head. He doesn't understand what anthropomorphism is. Attributing human midos to Hashem. The Dibra Torah Lashon Bnei Adam. He doesn't understand that. But why are you condemning him? Why are you saying such a person does not have Chai Olam Haba? So the Achronim try and explain the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. There is a famous line from Reb Chaim Briska. Reb Chaim Briska wants to claim that according to the Rambam, it's a Metzius. Devos is never an apikoros and eich an apikoros. Nebuchadnezzar apikoros, it's not his fault, he's a Nebuchadnezzar apikoros. But he is. He's still an apikoros. He doesn't believe, unfortunate, but tough luck. The Pshat and the Rambam, the rival would say, no, if he's not guilty, then he's not an apikoros. It's not true, obviously. The rival, Chas v'Shalom, is not saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a guf or a gvia. Saying a person made a simple mistake. He's not guilty of being an apikoros. There are a number of problems with this statement of Reb Chaim. Number one, if you're telling me, Reb Chaim, that it's a metzias, and this is a necessary entry criteria to get into Olam Haba, then what's with an infant or a child? Chaman al-Itzlan, a child, baby, is nifter. Child doesn't have emunah. Child doesn't understand anything. If you're telling me, according to the Rambam, it's a metzias, then mashna. If you don't have the entry code, if you don't have the password, you can't get in. Emunah is the password to getting into Shemayim, according to Reb Chaim. Can't get in. It's with a child. Hayitachin. That a child can't go to Olam Haba, cannot be. Question number one on Reb Chaim. Question number two comes from the Rambam, it's down the page in Hilchos Mamre, where he's talking about the Bnei Karoim. About Bnei Atoyim Ha'elo Bnei Bneihim. He's talking about the Karaites. Karaites, well, people get the Karaites confused with the Tztukim. Two very different periods in history. The Tztukim, the Sadducees, lived in the Tkuf of the Baal Sheni. The Karaites were another reform group that split off in approximately the 9th century in Bavel. In the Tkuf of the Ga'onim, there was a Yid by the name of Anan ben David, who, as is not unusual, had a machlokes with the shul. What is somewhat unusual is as a result of the machlokes, he decides to make his own religion. And the Karaim comes from Lashon Mikra. They only accept that which is literal in the Torah. Which, of course, if a person accepts that which is literal in the Torah, they're going to have major problems. In fact, in the old city today, there's a ruin of a Karaite shul. Like, what do they do for mezuzah? I'm a sister, exactly, what do they do? So if you have in the old city, you want to see something interesting. So they actually have a sticker of the Ten Commandments up on the wall, up on the doorpost. Higher than one doorpost, not two, and funnily enough, have at the same height as our mezuzah. Just about finished. Right? Torah is not usable without a Torah Shebaal Peh. No such thing. But this is what they did. And during the time of the Rambam, they were a very, very powerful group of people. And the Rambam writes a lot, La'afuki from the Karaim. They were public enemy number one, really, at the time. A major threat to Torah Jewry, to authentic Torah Jewry. The Rambam, however, says, when it comes to Bnei Atoyim, Ha'ilu Bnei Bneim, Shedich Roitzam Avoysam, Manoldu Ben HaKarayim, that's all very well for generation number one. For the first generation of Karayim, for the first generation of Reform. For Manoldu Ben HaKarayim, Begidlo Yisam Aldatam, they were brought up that way. Harizu Ketinek Shenishpa Bneim, the Rambam brings back our rule from Hilchos Shkagos. He's a Tinek Shnesh, but the kid didn't know any different. For God love, in Zoriz Dechaz, Bedarka, Mitzas, Hare, Shari, Hu Ka'onus, Apo Pisha, Shama, Fakach, Shri, Hudi, he finds out afterwards he's really Jewish, and he sees Jews, Varay, Hudi, Varay, Vedatam, and their religion, Hare, Hu Ka'onus, Shari, God love, Al Ta'usam, Ka'al Elish, which Ka'al Elish, Amar, Na'al Eichsam, Dekar, Beisam, Ha'karoyim, Zato, Lefichach, Roy, Lach, Ziram, Betshuvah. The right thing to do is to bring them back and be makar of them. Bring them back. What would Reb Chaim say with that Rambam? Echanapikaros. Why are we keeping them in? Why are we trying to bring them back? These questions are asked by Rabbi Chanan Basim and Kevitz Mamor. See this in next makar. Avol kasha da hatina kamutul barisa gam kein lo emuna. Mikol makom ubichal klal Yisrael, bichal Yisrael. In fact, the famous zog of the Ger Rebbe said, many of my chassidim don't wear kapels. Many of my chassidim don't have payas. Many of my chassidim eat a new kippah. Who's he talking about? Kids, the kinderlach. Yiddish kinderlach are the lifeblood of our existence. They're also chassidim, they're also eating. What do you mean? Tinek amutl barisa is called napikaris. How can it be? V'tinek shenish balabena akum, maybe korban al shigagosu, v'ein dinoi kumumar. A tinek shenishba, according to the Rambam, does not have the din of a mumah. Muhraf the honest Rahmana Patri gam mechashen emunah. Therefore, Rabbi Chanan says it must be that there's a pter aynes also for deos and also for emunah. A person is brought up in a secular environment. He's brought up in secular Israel, believing that democracy is the religion of the Jews. So according to Rabbi Chaim, he's an apokeres. So according to Rabbi Chanan, what do you mean? He was brought up thinking it's not a realistic option. He was brought up thinking Orthodox Jews are strange, they're backwards, they're still living in the Middle Ages. Why would he ever entertain it as an option? I basically says Rabbi Chanan, such a person is of course still b'chal klal Yisrael. It's not their fault. Onus rachman apache. Question is, what's Rabbi Chanan going to say in the Rambam? We've still got this Rambam. It's Rambam that's arguing on the Ravid. Right? If a person believes that the Rebbein Shalom is Baal Gufa Gvir, he's an apokeres. What's he going to do with that? So Rabbi Chanan says something unbelievable. Rabbi Chanan says, Emuna is something so simple. Person has to look in the Bria. You look at the snowfall. And every single snowflake is unique. Every single snowflake is unique. Trillions of snowflakes. Hayitachin, that's by chance. Hayitachin, that it's logical to assume that existence could have created itself. And the world doesn't have a creator. It's illogical. Person looks into his life and sees Hashkacha. Person looks into the world and sees Niflas HaBayri, a beautiful world. A world created perfectly just for us. With the laws of nature and the ecosystem held exactly just so. With a world that if it was a bit closer to the sun would all be roasted, and if it was a little bit further away would have all frozen. A world where things are designed perfectly. Intuitively we know that intelligent design implies a designer. There are many Chazal, Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Meir, the pot of ink, the inkwell spilling over and making the poetry. We know intelligent design implies a designer. We know that existence can't have created itself. It's the first Rambam in the Mishneh Torah. Leidus Yesha Motzei Rishon. It's the Yesheda Svamad HaChachmas. Right, nothing moves without that. Right, according to the Rambam, the Zakim of Aleich Hashem Elegecha. To know there's a first being, a prime being. The Bereishis Bara Elokim Asa Shamayim Asa Aretz. Aleich Hashem Elegecha Asher Tzitzicha Meretz Mitzrayim. It's obvious. It's obvious to anyone that thinks straight. However, says Rabbi Chanan, why would a person be an apikoros? Rotzana Adam Laprikas Oil Mata is sichla litais bedvorim pshutim mumuchrachim. Why would a person be an apikoros? Because he wants to be. Why would you believe that God has a physical form? Because he wants to. Because it's convenient. And it doesn't impinge on his life, on his personal life, on his professional life. It's not machai of anything. Such a person is a vaden apikoros. Such a person is an apikoros. His rotten was mad to him, off the straight and narrow, because the yesodus of the munna is so obvious and so posh if you see straight. I bezois is Rabbi Chanan. That's who the Rambam's talking about. But were we to talk about a case of a person who's a tinuk shenishba, we're talking about a case of a person who was brought up thinking that this is not a realistic option. That this is not appropriate behavior for the 21st century. Whichever century they were writing in, it's the same kashas, same terutzim. If a person would be brought up in such an environment, Rambam wasn't talking about him. Rambam wasn't talking about him at all. Such a person is honest. Just like he's honest for his maisim, he's honest for his deus. It's not his fault. What do the briskers do with that? The Briskas don't accept Rebbe Elchanan's pshat in Reb Chaim. They've got to answer two questions. Number one, what's with the Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim? And number two, what's with the children, what's with the babies? So they say, obviously, when it comes to the question of the children and the babies, there's a different ma'arechas ha-mishpat for infants. Obviously, right, the kasha is too strong, cannot be. There's in Shemayim, they have a different ma'arechas ha-mishpat, and of course, a Yiddish child has a chelik lo'ilam haba like Shaka al Yisrael, of course. Fine. What's with the Rambam? Fascinatingly enough, Rav Kisveyat have a different gerusa in the Rambam. In fact, Rav Shapsi Frankel brings this as the Ikka gerusa. I think it's the Mishnah Lamelech. Rav Shapsi Frankel brings it in the Frankel Rambam as the Ikka gerusa. Look at the last words. Again, he's talking about this Dinei Chinishba. And he adds in four words at the end. V'lo yemahar adam lahargam. Person shouldn't kill them too quickly. Person's a Dinei Chinishba, an Apikaris. Apikaris has a Din Meridian. Says the Rambam, according to this case, just not too quickly. Firstly, when we're talking about the Chiv Meridim V'lo Malin, Chiv to kill an Apikaris, the Chazon Ish says, nowadays, when we don't have Nisim Gluyim, this Chazon Ish in Hilchos Shechita, I think, we are Mekayim the mitzvah of destroying the Apikaris by removing the Apikorsus. By being Mekarev person, Eitan HaTereh, he's the Valvaita Sahava, he says. By bringing a person closer and removing the Apikorsus within him, with Mekarev the mitzvah of removing Apikorsus from the world. Chazanish. Nonetheless, this gears of the Rambam would answer Rebbe Elchanan's question, Rebbe Chaim, Bleima Adam Lahargon, means, yeah, and Lachanami, even though he's a Tinek Shinish, but it just means, go easy on him. Give him a second chance, but nonetheless, he will have a din of imumah. La halacha, Shulchan Aruch comes out and says, "Kutzim yeshlem din mumer avedus kechavim, hakaroim einlein din mumrim ve'asal al voisam beribis." You're not allowed to enter them beribis. Ve'intarachleim al lovus memberibis. They have the din. They do not have the din of mumrim. Says the Ramah. Tinek shenish bala bein ha'evdi kechavim ve'eni yodei miteris Yisrael. A child was captured by the non-Jews and does not know about if teris Yisrael klal dinek ha'karoim v'asal ha'vos le'beribis as a din of a kosher yid. Brings a Beis Yosef according to the Rambam. Comes out one fascinating nafkamina in the 2 minutes that we have left. This machlokes between Rebbe Elchanan and Rebbe Chaim will have a very interesting nafkamina. In a situation where you have a person who's an emes tinek shenishba, and you teach him emuna, and you teach him that the Rabbeinu Shleilim exists and that the Torah is true, and he says, "I believe you're right, but I can't do it, or I'm not willing to do it." Fascinating nafkamina. According to Rebbe Chaim, he was already an apikoros. So he was an apikoros, not believing in the Torah and in the Rabbeinu Shleilim. He was an apikoros because he's a mumma l'kala teruka. Shleilim is an epichan apikoros. So at least you did him a favor. You gave him a munna. So now he's less of an apikoros. But according to Rebbe Elchanan, you did the guy a disservice. If you sold him short, you took him from being a tinek shenishba. Because a tinek shenishba was honest. And you made him into a mumma l'teava. Because now he's a Marvin. Now he knows it's true. He's not Tinek Shenishba anymore. You did him a disservice. So according to Reb Chaim, even when you teach a person Emuna, Bashem Sham, you're doing him a favor. According to Reb Elchanan, the ultimate goal has to be Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos. Now it could be, because we'll apply the Tzugi Yedichatei Kedesh Yizka Chaverchon himself, Alpiatosis and Shabbos, the person who is starting out on a lifestyle of Torah Mitzvos is Mechuyev to do so slowly, and not take on too much too quickly. Such a person who is growing slowly from a position of being a Tinek Shenishba and is growing slowly and taking on mitzvah slowly, so it's a sustainable growth for him, it's something which will be omid la'ad, he won't be included in that. But if you take a person who was not a ma'amin, you teach him that the Torah is true, and he says, "Bechalza, I'm not willing to do it." According to Reb Chaim, you did him a favor, but according to Rebbe Elchanan, you just did him a big disservice.
Yeah.